This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to start a new series on the program today. Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech, is the featured attraction for a thing we are going to call Codebreaker, basically a way to decode how technology is affecting our lives. First up is a race of sorts to see who can buy concert tickets faster. And so for that, Ben Johnson is on the line. He is,
all right,
of course,
wait, Kai. This what? Isn't how you start a race. Come on.
All right, well,
there's got to be a flag and or a gun shooting or something right, like
okay.
that, right?
Okay, so what am I supposed to do? How's this going
to
work?
All right, so listen, I want you to go to Ticketmaster.com
okay.
on your regular old-fashioned computer.
Regular, which I have here in our brand-new studios.
And you and I are going to race.
Okay.
I've got my trusty phone in front of
okay.
me. And I'm using the Live Nation app, which,
all
as
right.
you know, is connected to Ticketmaster.
Yes.
Slightly different. But so you and I are going to search for, obviously, our favorite band of all
yes.
time,
what?
One Direction.
No, you're going to make
yes.
me do that?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
man. I should tell you you're going to win because on my browser right here it says waiting for Ticketmaster.com. But in the interest
right.
of moving this interview along,
yes.
perhaps you should tell me why we're racing. What's your point here, young man?
So there's been some movement in the app space.
Uh-huh.
And some of these big companies have new apps, and it's better to buy on the app than not on the app. So you and I know this experience of doing it on the computer, right?
Sure.
You sit there, you pick your tickets, you prove you're not a robot by filling out that little CAPTCHA thing with the numbers and stuff.
All right. So buying it online stinks, right? Is that
yeah.
what you're telling me? That I would have been the loser in this thing even if the race had gone right? Is that what you're saying?
That's kind of
all
what
right,
I'm
so
telling you.
So what does the app ecosystem then look like for buying tickets?
Okay. So in some ways, shocker, it looks a lot like the old-fashioned web system for buying tickets, right? You only got a couple serious options for buying them. You have a Ticketmaster app. You also have a Live Nation app. And you know about iBeacon, right? It's that...
Well, it's this
thing in your phone, right,
yeah.
that tells...
It tells the store. It tells retailers where you are, all that stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And
huh.
there are actually some interesting apps that are using this. And this is a slightly different thing, but they're using this to move people forward in seats. So, you know, you've been to a concert, right, where you're up in the nosebleeds
oh, yeah.
and all the people with the fancy seats just didn't show up because they got something
that's
better
right.
to
and
do.
That's right, and it's all empty down there, yeah.
Now, if you're part of the One Direction fan club, as
hey
I
now.
Know you
hey
are.
Hey now. Hey ho. Come on.
Then they might actually move you forward. So there are interesting things happening in the app space in that regard.
Right. You should know, by the way, that Ticketmaster.com just came up with internal server error.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know,
you were gonna
win hands down. All right. What I hear you saying to me, Ben, though, is that here we are, 2014, you know, the age of digital everything, and I've got two choices, a lame website or a phone app. I mean, what else do we got?
You know, unfortunately, the answer is not a lot.
That's it. Right?
I mean, there are options out there, but you know, as we both know, you're basically going to one place when it comes to buying tickets for regular ticketed large venue, medium sized venue events.
Which is the whole, you know, not quite monopoly, but they've got us. The concert promoters and bands have us, the ticket buying public, over a barrel.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech, the guy who is helping us break the code on what all this new tech can do for us. Ben, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.